Dr. Andrea Mobley, who is the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources and Operations at the MCCSC.
Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. It's an exciting time to be in education.
I bet it has been.
An exciting time in MCCSC.
Well, you've got plenty of things going on. As we know, every summer we get together and we have the carousel that goes around, right, whether it's here locally or regionally or throughout the state, where people take new jobs and new jobs happen, new jobs open. And then you've got to fill these people to take these new positions that are newly created. So you're replacing yourself. How does this all work? Tell us all about it.
Oh, wow. It's been a busy summer trying to replace positions vacated by retirements or moves. And, you know, we are so fortunate here at MCCSC to have such a rich pool of candidates for our teacher and administrative vacancies. I've been so impressed with the people that we have seen and met. As a matter of fact, Christy McBride is replacing Alan Defoe at the Hoosier Hills Career Center. Donnie Carver is moving from a principal at Templeton to be the assistant director at Hoosier Hills. Susan Petty, formerly assistant principal at Clear Creek, will be moving to the principal role. People want to work in MCCSC. We are excited about the pool of candidates for the North principal position, Lakeview and Templeton, and we look forward to naming these positions very, very soon.
Yeah, because you don't have much time left. Heck, we were talking about it earlier this morning. RBB goes back on August 3rd. MCCSC, the students are back on August 9th. And as we know, being at North, they've got some big pieces to fill over there because obviously you went and Jeff Henderson went, and then there was a third, is that right?
That's right. Betty Anderson retired after about 30 years. Yes.
So, Marcus, you're in charge. Let us know if you need anything.
Yes, we have Marcus Debro, a North graduate, a longtime Bloomington family. He's still there. Tim Hudson's still there. So they're doing a nice job keeping things going over the summer. We've also hired an assistant principal, Gayla McAdams, who's also a Bloomington native, and she's been at North teaching for the last couple of years. So we're excited about that. And then Corey Irwin is going to be joining us from Columbus East with a few years of administrative experience.
Dr. Mobley, let me ask you a question, because you are taking over for Peggy Chambers, and you're replacing a legend.
Yes.
And is she on speed dial on your phone in case something comes up?
Why not?
She's been fantastic. I mean, she's been a mentor throughout the years, a long time, you know, Bloomington native, and been with MCCSC for several years. And she's been so helpful to me throughout the years and really been a mentor for me. And I'm trying not to call her or text her, but she has told me that she is available any time that I need. And I really appreciate that, and that means a lot to me. But it's big shoes to fill.
I've seen some stories in the paper about the shortage of teachers, not necessarily shortage so much as young people not wanting to go into education, those kinds of things. How are we doing in terms of being able to replace all of our vacancies?
You know, I think we're doing a fantastic job. People want to work in MCCSC because of the reputation that we have for being a strong school system. People like Bloomington. So we're not seeing that right now, that we're having any difficulty trying to find quality candidates. But I think we always have to talk about being in education and what a wonderful, rewarding career it can be. And we need to bring up the people, the young kids, and promote the education.
I don't know what the cliche is, the elephant in the room or whatever, but a year ago...
Wait a second, we have elephants now?
Yeah, well, a year ago, your predecessor was on talking to us about needing bus drivers, and I know we have a new situation on bus drivers, but how are we doing to make sure that the first day we've got enough drivers and buses and all of those things?
Well, as you know, we're always looking for quality bus drivers to transport our students safely to school and home. We have enough drivers to drive our routes now, but we're still looking for subs for when some of our drivers have to be out sick, and we never stop looking for quality drivers.
Okay.
Well,
we pay $15.30 an hour for 5 hours a day, and so we're also looking for bus monitors as well.
Those are people that kind of make sure that everything's all right on the bus?
Right.
Yeah, it's
right.
Hard to drive and look backwards, Keith. Yeah. Come on, that's safety first. Now, some people will be saying, well, why is the MCCSC still worried about this? I thought there was a new company that was taking this over. Explain how that works.
Okay. Well, we are maintaining some of the routes, but we have subcontracted with a company called Auxilio, and we're in constant communication with them. They have their own facility here in town, and they're hiring drivers as well.
So I don't want to get people confused.
Oh, okay.
Right? So both of you are hiring?
That's correct.
Okay. Great. So if you want to work for one or the other, or whichever one's different.
Exactly.
So I don't want people to get mixed messages or think that there's two things. There are two different things going on. So you can pick and choose whichever system works out for you. And have you ever had enough bus drivers ever?
No.
It just never works. So we'll keep reminding them every Tuesday that you can always get signed up for
exactly.
all of that.
We're talking.
And we're always looking for substitute teachers as well.
Oh, okay.
Now, what's the qualification
about
on that?
That?
Because we've got a lot of people in this town, obviously, that have education credentials. Do you need to be school of ed? Do you need to be a graduate?
How many years of college?
Sure.
That kind of thing.
No, 2 years of college. And we're always looking for quality people. They can choose the school they want to work. They can choose.
Really?
That's
flexible, huh? Okay.
The number of days they want to work, we pay, depending on the education and experience, anywhere from $70 to $95 a day. It's a great way to interact with young people, a great way to make an impact in the next generation.
One of the things we should point out is that Dr. Mobley, in her younger days, was a Wentzel and very active. She's a native Hoosier, native Bloomingtonian.
Very nice.
And I remember the days when we used to broadcast live from the Monroe County Fair, and she showed cattle. And well,
that's
you showed
right.
everything. I mean, you
cattle,
had
mostly cattle and pigs. Yeah.
Yeah. And the neat thing about her, and I'm going to tell a story. I don't know if any of your colleagues are listening, but she used to.
Don't worry, Doc. We're recording everything.
That's right.
We can pass this on for days if we need to.
At the livestock auction, she would show up. She'd be dressed up, and she'd have little bows in her hair. Her cattle would have little bows in their hair too, matching her bows. And she actually got probably more money for her cattle than anyone because of the way she presented the things. So you're a longtime Bloomington Bloomingtonian.
Is all of that true, first of all?
I can't believe you remember that, but that is correct.
This is a true story.
Those were good days, and you know, the 4-H and all of that is, I think, a great way to grow up.
Now, are you looking forward to the Monroe County Fair, obviously, then coming up next
week?
Oh,
yes. I'll be out there and watching my nieces and nephews show their animals and all the other kids from the Monroe County Community School Corporation. I love to see the kids out there at the fair.
And it's that will start, I believe, a week from Friday, if I have my dates.
I think so.
28th, I think that sounds right. And then the midway and all the fun other parts of it, I think, start on the 31st. So there's plenty of action.
Once you've been involved in the Monroe County Fair, you never kind of give that up.
That's correct.
It's like an alumni association.
Well, there you go.
That's correct.
Hey,
but you know, you mentioned, you know, growing up in Bloomington, and I went to Unionville Middle School back in the days when there was a middle school, and graduated from Bloomington North, and it's just so humbling and rewarding for me to now be able to give back to the community that's given so much to me, and to help the young people grow up and provide experiences and opportunities for them through their education.
We're talking with Dr. Andrea Mobley, who is the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources and Operations. And as the school gets ready to open, we talked about the 9th is the first day for students, but you got a couple of things, and I presume you're the one that has to put all this together with getting the teachers ready for the students to come back, and you've got an outside person coming in to talk to the teachers?
Yes. Teachers start back on August 7th. They have a couple of days of professional development. And we're excited that we have Dr. Derek Greenfield, who's going to be speaking to our faculty and administration on being more culturally responsive and how we can be more inclusive to all students and families of all backgrounds and experiences. So we're really looking forward to that. Some of us had an opportunity to meet with him back in the spring, and he was so well received that everybody said, we've got to bring him back and let all of our teachers hear this. So we're really excited about that. And then the first day of school is on August 9th.
Now, one of the things that people listening, we've talked
about. August
9th,
I still can't get that out of my head. I fall down every time I hear August 9th. I have two small kids, one in school. August 9th, oh, man. When's the next calendar debate coming up? Come on.
One of the things that is being talked about a lot is the beginning of the school year and the kinds of things that you have to do to get prepared. And people that have moved into the area, if they need to find out about what school and what do I need and all those other things, is it next week that the schools open up for that?
Yes, that would be correct. They can go to the schools. They can come to central office. They can look on the web page. Yes, many of our schools are open now.
Right. And if you're on the Skyward system, as I am, registration is now open until August 20th. We got that great email last week. So use your Skyward Family Access login information and you can access a new online registration packet. Don't worry if you've forgotten your password, which everybody does at some point. You can follow all the directions on there to do that. Everything else. Front office of your schools, child schools, they open the July 24th. Office hours will be 8 to 4, so if you don't do the internet starting July 24th, you can check with your each individual school to get ready for the school year because, again, the sooner you get this done, the sooner you get it open. And if you're new to town, obviously call the administrators, administration building.
Right.
I wanted to say administration and administrative all at once. And you can't do that, Doc. You just can't. You have to pick one word at a time.
Correct.
And move forward there. So everybody is back August 9th. The mccse.edu or .net or whatever it is has everything right there. It's a great website.
Have you looked to see what you need for your daughter for
school supplies?
Right?
My wife has. She's taken a look at that. We've kind of piecemealed it together.
Those are all online for the various schools and the class levels that the students are in. Anything else the people need to know about coming to school?
Well, I just want to say that we're just so fortunate to have such a strong school corporation here in Bloomington and the support of the community and the support of the referendum that will continue to have great opportunities for our students.
By the way, congratulations on the baccalaureate designation for child school.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later this morning, too.
Yes, we're very excited about that.
And as we move forward, the timeline on trying to get everybody hired, we know, is as soon as possible. Keith, you have a board meeting coming up a week from today on the 25th. Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar right here. We hope to have everybody done by the end of the month. Is that correct, Doc?
That's our goal.
That's right. And we're running out of days. So welcome to it. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. The next time we talk to you, it'll be completely different because all these people...
She doesn't have to wear rookie stripes anymore.
Well, the hazing will be over.
Yeah.
And she'll have everybody involved.
There you go.
Placed, ready to go as we open the doors for the 2017-2018 school year. We'll let you get back to work. We know you're still very busy. We thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.